Okay, where are we up to here? Okay, I know where we're up to. Okay. You said last time. We said last time the Minchas Chinuch seems to invent a mitzvah saseh of Es Hashem Alekecha Tira that says that even if you, when you're allowed to curse a Rasha, but if you use the Shem Hashem, you're not even on a Yisra of Leisikalo, but there's a mitzvah saseh of Es Hashem Alekecha Tira. We said that the Marsha, when he learns the Gemara Vayirein, that he saw them, that he explained that to mean that he cursed them with Re'iyah, with seeing, not with Dibor, and therefore that's why he was not over on the answer of Loisikalel, the Marsha said. So it answers the Michal Tzchinuch's question. Okay, now we're going to take a look at the Gemara that goes through these Psukim here. Okay. The Gemara starts off and says, number one, we learn from here, kol she'einai melave u'mislave, someone who we do not accompany out of a city, the mitzvah of levaya. The Gemara says, if you're not melave him, umislave, or he is not accompanied, kiilu shayfech damim, is as if you killed the person. Now we know it's known from Egla Rufa, this halacha. Over here, well, this parak is called Egla Rufa here in Masechta Saita. And but the Gemara here brings a proof. Shel malei livu anshe yericha le'Elisha, because if the anshe yerichai would have accompanied Elisha out of the city, so these kids showed Ne'arim Ketanim would not have started up with him, and like Gira Dubim Litinikas, and he wouldn't have had to kill or incite these bears on the children. So it's why
the children
would have come on, right, and therefore he wouldn't have to kill them, because it says over here Shanamar Vayal Misham Vayal, he left himself, the Hu Ayla Badarach, everything Lashon Yachid, he went by himself. So if they would have accompanied him, they would have mekayim the mitzvah of Luvaya, so then we wouldn't have had this problem. So that's the first halacha that we learn from this, from these psukim here. Right. Now, the Gemara says that we have the psukim here that the children came, these Na'arim Ketanim, and they said, Alei Kereach, Alei Kereach. Bald one. The Gemara learns, Alei Kereach means that you were Mikareach us. Now, Kereach means bald. Bald means you're lacking something. So you made us lacking our parnasa. As we said last time, that these Na'arim Ketanim, Rashi said, they were the ones who had the business of bringing water to Yerichai, and now that Elisha cured the water, there was no need for their business anymore. So they had tainas on him. So they said, Alei Kereach, you were the one that made us missing something. Now, the pasuk then says, "Vayirem." He saw them. We mentioned this last time. So the Gemara asks, "Mara, what exactly did he see?" So the first man, the Amar, says, as we said last time. What's wrong? You gotta stay with the program here. The minute you're gone, you're gone. That's it, yeah? You got a question? Well, Miss Love, you wanna know what Miss Love means? Well, the Bad Laruch means he killed him, right? Because he got murdered. Over here, it's talking about that they started up and ended up getting killed, right? So there is murder going on. It could be a number of different people. It could be the person you were not Malava. If someone starts up with him and he kills him, it could be him, right? Yeah, it's not the typical case. It could be either one. Well, not. In this case, it's talking about they got killed.
Okay, so where does it happen if you
don't know?
And what is
Mislava? So Mislava is an interesting thing. Pashita means, it sounds like, you have to be Mislava him, and he has to allow himself to be accompanied too. Mislava. He shouldn't say, yeah, don't do it. However, the Marsha says a novel chat. And he says, what?
What are we just doing by Ari?
How about for the next girls on the paper board, are we all quiet down and
watch? The Marsha says the answer to the question that was asked, and you have to pay attention in class to questions asked to keep everything with the program here. And that is, the Marsha says, Umislava means, even you would think some people don't need to be accompanied. Elisha's a Navi Hashem. He just did a Mipus here. He needs someone to accompany him. So the Mashal learns it means Kol She'enai Malava. If you don't accompany someone, Umislava means even if he is as if he's accompanied. Right? You say, Elisha, he's walking around with a bunch of tricks up his sleeve. It's as if someone's accompanying him. He needs the people of Yerichai to come protect him. Umislav is a statement. Even if he is a person who's as if he's accompanied, still, Kilushai Begdamin. That means it's not an answer. Just because the person is protected, the person's Chashav, the person's Elisha, still, even if you're not Malava him, it's Kilushai Begdamin.
Because it wasn't him that they would have been protecting. So, you can also
today. Right, well, no. Well, indirectly.
Right, but it's not necessarily like.
But, and still, it's called Shvicha Damin, and we lay it at the feet of Banshi Yerichai. We're blaming them, right?
This also apply today.
What?
Does this also apply today?
Sure. Why not? Yerushalayim v'zamim. All it means is, if something happens, we're going to blame you. Not you, but whoever it is. Right? To walk a person out. The mitzvah of Levaya. Well, if he's not going out of the city, you walk him along the way. That's the mitzvah of Levaya. The out of the house. I remember someone said a story over that happened with him that... He was just newly married, and him and his wife, they went to visit Yankiv Kamenetsky to find Lubracha. Yankiv was already pretty old then, and he said he remembers that Yankiv walked them out to the car, and then he walked, as the car went down the street, he started walking, he walked about Dalet Amos, I think it was, but he didn't, they were watching in the rear view mirror, it was a pretty long street, and he didn't go back until the car was out of sight. So that's it. The Maral says on that Gemara, not this one, the first Gemara, the original Gemara by Egla Rufa, by the person who was killed, the Maral says over there that when you're a Malava person, you put all your kaikas in him, in other words, and when a group is Malava him, the Maral says when the Rabbeinu Shalom sees that people are accompanying someone else, Klai Yisrael is accompanying another person, the Shechina comes out and is Malava him, and all the Malachim come, it sounds like it ends up a very big entourage over here with all the So there's, besides for just the confidence, as everyone says, the big mutzer, the confidence of if people care about him, the person who murdered him would have seen that people care about him, b'chulu, there seems to be in Ruchni, some Indian Ruchni here of being Malava the person. Yeah?
Is this only referring to Archim? Like if someone comes and sits down and has a meal? If it comes to visit, if
there
comes
tomorrow,
eggs, you have to be
Malava. No, I would think that.
Really? Why not?
I don't know. I think that way.
But
I'm not busy a whole day walking people out and in and out. I'm saying, there has to be a little, yeah?
And when it is freezing cold, you should put on your coat and boots and walk around the street and stuff like that.
That's wrong.
It's not wrong. It's not great.
Okay. You're talking about but you're talking about a person's leaving the city, going on a trip. That's the pasuk over here, leaving the city, right? So that's like the main halacha. The person just going next door, not sure you really mechayev to walk until next door.
He has to walk back.
Yeah, so one of those endless stories. Yeah.
The kids to the parents and the parents to the kids?
I don't know what you mean.
No, because someone once told me that a parent should escort the child and make sure and do as the Rav did,
just watch them go? I never heard there's any difference between parents. I mean, anyone. Okay, back to Vayirem, for those who left off there. Mara, what did he see? So we said last time, Ra Mamish, the first person in the Gemara says, he actually saw them, which meant the Gemara said he looked at them, he gazed at them with the Shem Hashem, and when Chazal, or the Nevi'im, would look at someone with the Shem Hashem, gazing at them, so his end was either Misa or Aini. Either he ended up dying, or he ended up very poor, which is Chashim Kemetz. So it was some type of Klala that was given with Re'iyah. The next mandamer, the next person in the Gemara says, what did he see? Ra shekulon nisabra bohen iman b'yayim ha-kippurim. He saw that all of them, their mothers became pregnant with them on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, it's usher for a man to live with his wife. And therefore, if they were conceived on Yom Kippur, that means they were conceived through an Isser Karis of someone living with his wife on Yom Kippur. That's what he saw. What?
The baby has the curry.
No,
the
parents.
No,
it's not. So Ra, he saw Shakula Nisabra Vahanimam B'yayim HaKippur. The next person in the Gemara says, what did he see?
So what was the effect of that?
What? Obviously they weren't too good. That's why they were bad. The next
How their parents
bad for
children?
Yeah, well, I mean, a mom is like that too. I mean,
he himself is a bad person.
Right.
But the consequences of their actions, right?
Oh, well. The next person in the Gemara says he saw that they had ponytails like the Amorim. The Ovdei Avodah Zarah, the Amorim, they used to leave this patch of hair in the back of their head. And he saw that they had the same thing. Now, both of these pshatim, the Mefarshim say, the one of the mothers in Yom Kippur and this one, they say our merum is in the word vayir ein. The first pshat, that their mothers, so yeah. It's as if it says vayar ein, he saw their mothers. According to this pshat of the Avodah Zarah, so the word Aleph Mem, Oim is a lashon of a nation. Oim Elaim Yamas. So, Vayar Oim, he saw their nation, which means he saw that they were from a different nation. And which nation is that? That was the Amorim, because they were acting like the Amorim. Or, Vayirim, if you switch around the letters, you'll get Amori. Amori, yeah. Yeah.
They were Jews? They were Jews looking like
us. I mean, they were being Ovid Avodah Zarah, yeah.
They weren't from the different nation, they just looked like
us. They were acting. Well?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't mean girls, they're boys.
But anyways, Jews nowadays.
Rabbi Yochanan says, another sheet in the Gemara says, Ra he saw shaloi haitza bohen lachlucha shal mitzvah. They did not have a drop of any mitzvah, of any schutz in them at all. The Gemara says, okay, maybe they didn't have, that's a reason to kill them, they'll have children, grandchildren. The Gemara says, he saw loibam, they didn't have any mitzvahs, the loibizaram, ad saif kol hadairis, there was never going to be anyone who came out of these children that was ever going to have a lachluchis, any moisture of any mitzvah, any drop. And therefore, that is why Elisha felt that they should be killed for this.
It wasn't too harsh? But
I guess not. What do you mean, why should it not?
Because it should curse them because they fell.
No, they were deserving of being cursed for what they did. The question is, what about who's going to come out of them? The answer is that there was nothing else, right? By Yarki Einish is the same thing by Moshe and the Mitzri.
Yeah.
Right?
But he said.
What do you mean he said?
And it was a mystery.
So, Vayar Ki Einish says that he saw nothing ever good was going to come out of him, right? That's the Medrash says. It's the same idea. When okay. Now, so what happened? So, Vaytetzana Shtayim Dubi Minayar. Two bears came out of the yar. Says the Gemara Machlaikis. One man Damar says it was an ace. And the other man Damar says it was a nace besides nace. It was a double nace. So either it was a single individual nace or it was a double nace. The one who says that it was a nace, he says there was a forest there, there was a yar, but there was no bears. The bears were the nace. And the other man Damer says there was no forest either. So first we had to invent a forest, create the forest. And then you could have bears coming out of the forest.
Is that where the expression "loses in Juilliard"
comes? Yeah. Yeah.
So in the count of 16.
Which one is this? The count is one. Maybe that's one of the answers. I don't know. Maybe one of the answers is that if you count this as two, this is two.
So this is the second attack.
What?
This is the third hand.
This is the second one so far, right? The Mayim and the Dubi.
I thought the splitting was the
so it's the third one. Okay, so now the Gemara says, if there's no forest, what do you need a forest for? Just have bears. So the Gemara says, Divo'isi. Vo'isi means they're scared. So there's a different ways to understand this. Rashi says that means that bears don't attack unless they have a quick place to escape to. So they won't attack if they don't have a forest to escape to. So it means the bears are afraid. They need a place to run. The Marsha says, if you're creating bears already, why can't you create a bear that will attack without being afraid to run to, and need to run to the forest? I mean, we're creating bears. We mentioned this last year sometimes. Anyone remember something about when you do things b'nais, it comes a teva? I don't recall such a thing. We mentioned this. Guess not. We mentioned this. I'm trying to figure out when. I don't recall when it was Nagea. And when something is made as a nace, it goes, but the nace, we try to be memayit it, and therefore, even though it's a nace, but then the nace takes on the teva. I don't remember what it was in again. They brought the dirt with, each one had its own thing, yeah. Okay, but anyways, the Marsha asked the question, and he seems to hold it as a question, and says, if we're creating bears, and so then we'll have a bear that's not afraid. So he says that no. We wanted to surprise these 42 Narim Ketanim. If it's a wide open area, so the bears are going to start coming from the distance, so they'll be afraid and run away. We want it to be a surprise attack. So we created this forest. I can imagine they probably thought something fishy was going on when a forest sprouted up where there wasn't one. But they didn't have really time to digest that piece of information when then the bears jumped out at them. That is what, now you want to say, why don't we just poof, make the bears appear right here? I don't know.
It's also
Yeah? That was going to be a question? I mean, once the Marshal is already asking, if we're dealing with mace, we can do anything. I don't know. Okay, that is what he says. So those are the two Nisim. Now, why 42? Why 42 Naharim Ketanim were killed here? So, the Gemara says, because of the 42 Karbanis, that Balak Melech Mayav was Makriv, so 42 children from Klai Yisrael were killed. Because there were two aspects to Balak's Karbanis. Because on one hand, we find, Chazal tell us, that a person should learn Taira Shalai Lishma, Shemitai Shalai Lishma, Balishma. How do we know that? One of the proofs is from the Karbanis that Balak was Makrit. He didn't really mean that it should go to Hashem to be a schus for him. However, b'schus that, the Chazal tell us that who was his great-granddaughter? Ruth. So he had a schus because of those karbanas. So the Gemara says, b'schus, the 42 karbanas he brought Shalai Lishma, he was zaycha to Ruth. So on one hand, we see that it was a schus for him, these things, end up being something good. But Chazal are telling us that at the end of the day, his kavana wasn't that he should have a granddaughter, Ruth, with the David HaMelech. I mean, it's a schus, in Shemayim we give everyone their schusim, but the Gemara calls it even a taiva, his desire was to curse Klai Yisrael, and to destroy Klai Yisrael through his cursing. So even though Hashem did not allow his kavana, his actual kavana to come true, and he didn't destroy Klai Yisrael, but being that he did bring karbanas to Hashem, a little bit of his true intentions came true, not then, but later on, that 42 people from Klai Yisrael were destroyed. Yeah, but you have to know that's called the Schar. The Schar is really the first half of Ruth. To say to me, Mekayim his Kavana, right, Lira, I don't know if that goes into Einat Kodesh Baruch Mekapayat. But that's the chiddush of this Gemara, that, fine, that is that. Okay, so that is the Gemara that explains this story here. Now we move on in the Psukim. Vayelech Misham al Har HaKarmel. So afterwards he left, he went to Har HaKarmel, Misham Shoib Shoimrim, Shoib Shoimrim, and then he returned to Shoimrim. What's the test on? That is a very good question. Could it be Navi Sohar? Like, new request. How many pages?
More than 30.
More than 30. Okay. Right. We are going to, well, we started from Perek Kaf Aleph, right? That's why we only did 3 prophets, 4 prophets. That's why we only did 4 prophets so far. Okay. Kaf Aleph, Kaf Beis. I don't think it's, no, not Gimel. I think Kaf Aleph, Kaf Beis, and Aleph. In other words, to the end of Achav and his story by Vayru Shairina is basically those 3 prokim, is Achav and his son's destruction. Already Perek Beis here, already Elio. That's what I would think is a fair way of doing it. I have no idea. I haven't read it. I didn't make it yet. Does that even know the parts? I would assume it can look like the same, like a Chumash test. I don't know. I would assume it would look like a Chumash test. This question. I know. Like a line? Which way? 2 lines or more space?
I guess 2 lines.
It's the whole paper. I used to put lots of lines, 2 or 3 lines. I don't like it really. I'd rather if they were on the other side. Everything was said. And the portion was said. I mean, all 42 to 72 pages of notes that everyone has here. Not necessarily. Okay. Yes. Well, if I would have known, if I would have known that, I never would have gone back when someone missed something. You know? That would be part of the test, is making sure you keep up, right?
Okay, we're
going to
keep that one.
Okay, good idea. Paragimel, Vihiram ben Achav Malach Yisrael b'Shaimrim. Yehiram, the son of Achav, was the king over Yisrael b'Shaimrim b'Shnash Manasseh le'Yishafat Melech Yehuda. In the 18th year of Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda, Vayim Loich Shem Asreshana, and he was the king for 12 years. Rashi says here, Af Parshazu, why is this being told here? Lahagid Neis Shomesha Melech Moyav Shenasei De Elisha. Because, again, we're continuing with Elisha's Moivsim, and we're going to show there's going to be a miracle here against the king of Moyav, Mesha Melech Moyav, done through Elisha. So Nichtavakan Shmaina Belio. Shemana Belio Shmaina Nisim, because we counted 8 Nisim in Elio, and now we're going to have 16 Lekayim Pishayim Ruch HaChayloi, the Kosman Kulan Zubisadzu. We put them all in the order, even though not necessarily was that chronologically exact, because perhaps the things happened in the middle. It sounds like he rushed together all 16 Nisim together. However, the Pasuk put them all here because we want to show that he just asked for the kain pishnayim, and we're going to show how it happened. Now, if you'll notice, Rashi says, remember last time we said that we have to make up one of them. So Rashi weighs in and he says that Elisha's yarden counted as 2 of Elio. We said perhaps because Elio had 2 tzaddikim and he was only 1 Elisha. So now we're starting off a new this story here of Yehoram ben Achav, because there's going to be another mitzvah here from Elisha. Now, who was this Yehoram ben Achav? So Vayatzahara b'nei Hashem. He also did bad b'nei Hashem. Rak loicha avivuchim. But the pasuk says that he wasn't as bad as his father, Achav, or his mother, Izebel. Vayaser es matzvas habal asher asa aviv. One of Achav's chidushim was the avodah zarah baal. He noticed here, Yehoram, that the Baal wasn't helping out too much. And if it did, I guess the batteries were running out and it wasn't worth having anymore. And one of the things he did was, even though he was Yaseh Harah Ben Yashem, but he wasn't like Achav, and the pasuk explains how, because he got rid of Baal Asher Asa Aviv. The Matseva of Baal, the Abayda Zara of Baal, that he got rid of. Yeah?
I thought that Baal was a general name.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah? I didn't think so.
Because they always served the Baal. So
well, there was Asherah too. There was Asherah also. The Mefarshim say here, you look at the Radak, he says, so if he removed Avodah Zarah, what's Vayasara? Because Asherah lo yisir. He didn't take care of all of them. For 2 reasons. His mother, it seems, Izebel, was still alive. And her pet, Avodah Zarah, was Asherah. So therefore, for Kibbut Ein, he kept the Asherah. And the Nevi Asherah, Hayu Eichle Shulchanai. Abel Hu, but the Radak says, even though he didn't get rid of the Asherah, Hu Loi Avad Habal V'Asherah, he didn't serve either of them. Eloha Golem Shasa Yerubim. Yerubim Ben Avat, as we explained, he made a Golem, he didn't want people to be Oyla Regal, because he was afraid if people are going to be Oyla Regal to Yishalayim, so he's going to lose his whole Malchus, because they're going to go over there to Malchi Yehuda. So therefore, he put up these Golem, and he made it to Nali Oyla Regal. So Achav kept that, and Yehoram, it seems, he was also nervous about his malucha, and therefore the agalim he kept, and that was As the pasuk says in the next pasuk, Rak bechatois Yerobam menavot, asher hefti es Yisrael davik. He kept the chatois of Yerobam menavot. What was the chatois of Yerobam menavot? These agolim, these golden agolim, that he kept. Lois army man. No, that he didn't remove. And Rashi tells us, v'chein kol malchei Yisrael, all the malchei Yisrael, as good as they were, they all kept the agolim. This was always, if you want to be the melech over Yisrael, you have to be a melech. And the only way to ensure the melechus, the minig was, to keep the Messiah of Yeravim and Avat, and that is to keep these agolim, and therefore, even though Yehoram here saw what happened to his father, and he saw what happened to his mother was still alive, it sounds like, with Achazio, right, his uncle. So he got rid of a lot of Avodah Zarah. However, this he still kept. Yeah?
The aspect of Yeravim and Avodah,
that he was Machzi Yeserahim,
was the other
Machzi
Yisrael also with the same thing?
It's the exact same
Avodah? Yeah, they also kept the
Agalim. I guess so. Right. But
Yeravam was still like a lot worse than the last.
Yeravam was the worst. Yeah, we always say it was the worst, right? Okay. Pasuk Dalet. So what happens? Umesha Melech Moav Hayanoike. There was a king of Moav, and his name was Mesha Hayanoike, which means he had a lot of sheep. He had a lot of flocks. It's called Noike because sheep are nikudim. They're spotted. So if you have a lot of sheep, you're a nikate. So he had a lot of sheep, a lot of flocks, Melech Moav had. The Heshiv Lamech. What? Because they have spots on them, nikudim, right? Akudim, nikudim, utzluim. The Heshiv Lamech Yisrael. Meya Elef Karim, Umeya Elef Elim Tamim. And he returned, which means he gave two. The Melech Yisrael, 100,000 karim, which are sheep, and umeya elef elim tamer, and 100,000 elim with their wool. Most mefarshim say it means the animals plus their wool, both of them. Meaning he didn't shear them before he gave them. It was 100,000 elim with their wool.
What's
Karim? Karim are sheep, aren't they? They're not?
I don't know.
I think so. Now, this was a tax that Melech Moav paid. So that's why it says Veheshiv. Veheshiv means to return, but the Masuda says it means Nosan v'chazar v'nosan. Veheshiv means he constantly gave. There seems to be a shaila how often it was in the Mefarshim. The Radak says he gave it every year, or there was a set amount of time, but it was a constant thing. He used to always give 100,000 karim and 100,000 elim as a tax towards to Melech Yisrael.
That was
the Metzudas and the Radak. So they paid this tax. Now, just like we had before in the beginning of Parak Aleph, that Vayifsha Moav Yisrael Achrei Mois Achav, the Moav started up with Klal Yisrael. So it's continuing over here. Melech Moav, now with Achav's son, is also continuing to lose their respect for Klal Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shalom caused this Klal Yisrael is not on the proper Madrega, so they lose the respect and the rulership over the Umas Haolam that are around them.
Why is that?
How do we see what?
If he's giving them all of this tax, he's not allowing them
to use. 1 second, in a minute, he's going to stop giving it. Vayihi kemayis Achav, vayifsha Melech Moav v'Melech Yisrael. When Achav died, so Melech Moav rebelled against Melech Yisrael, which means he stopped sending the tax. That's it. I'm not paying anymore. Now the Kli Yoker says an interesting shot in Veheshiv. remember this correctly. In Shaiftim, there was a point that Klal Yisrael was paying a tax to Egloi Melech Mayav. Am I correct? When it came in Shaiftim?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
And for how many years did he pay, Klal Yisrael pay these taxes to Egloi Melech Mayav?
14 years.
You sure? 18 years. It's got to be 18 because that's the only way the Chajma works. I think it says over there 18 years. Correct me if I'm wrong. Don't correct me if I'm wrong. What? 18 years, yes? Now.
We'll take a break.
Okay, thank you. Mesha Melech Mayav paid Klal Yisrael a tax. How long did this tax go on for? So the Kli Yakar tells us, B'shem the Midrashim, that it was when Klal Yisrael was united. What does it mean that we're united? Yehoshaphat and Achav were on very good terms. They're M'chatanim, right?
Which tax was when they were united?
No, the one that Mesha Melech Mayav paid Klal Yisrael. Now, we're not in Shaiftim now, right? We're Malachim. This is years later. It's not Egloi, this is Mesha. Achav and Yehoshaphat ruled at the same time for 18 years. For 18 years they ruled at the same time. So says the Kli Yakar, Mesha Melech Mayav, he paid this tax till Achav died. That means he paid it for 18 years. Why 18 years? Because Klal Yisrael had paid a tax to Egloi Melech Mayav for 18 years. The Heshiv, what did they do? They returned it. They returned the tax. Right? Klal Yisrael had paid a tax to Eglon for 18 years, and the Rabbeinu Shalom made it the Heshiv Melech Yisrael. That Mesha Melech Mayav returned a tax to Klal Yisrael for the exact amount of years that Klal Yisrael had paid a tax to Mayav. So the Kli Yakar says Veheshiv means that they returned it. What do you mean they returned it? They were returning something that Klal Yisrael had paid to Mayav. They're returning now back to Klal Yisrael. Vayetze HaMelech Yehoram Bayayim Ahu Mishayman. So Yehoram over here decides we have to nip this thing in the bud and it's time to go fight against Mayav. Vayifkad is called Yisrael, and he counted all of Klal Yisrael. He got his army together here. But Keminig his father, Vayelech, he went, Vayishlech al Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda Leimar. He sent the message to Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda, Melech Mayav Pashabi, Hatzelech Iti al Mayav Lamachama. You ready to go to war against Mayav or not? Vayomer, and he said something that should sound familiar. Ela, I will go. Kamayni kamaycha, keami keamecha, kisusai kisusecha. We're going.
Alicia.
Good thing we're having a test.
Oh, one
thing. Same thing. Yehoshaphat told this to Achav. What happened back in Malachim Aleph?
Achav invited Yehoshaphat.
Achav said to Yehoshaphat, it's time to go fight against Ramah's Gilad, get it back. And he says to Yehoshaphat in Parak Habayz there in the beginning, he says, are you going to come? Atei lechiti lamo kama? And he tells him, kamayni kamaycha, kami kamecha, kisusai kisusecha.
Yehoshaphat's still alive now, even though
Achav died. Right. It's interesting, we didn't have it here, but we did say it was a Taina on Yehoshaphat. In Divrei Hayamim, when it says the original story with Achav and Yehoshaphat, when Achav was killed, on the way back from the Melchama, a Navi Hashem came to Yehoshaphat and really laid into him for going to the war with Achav. And Hashem had tainas on him. We even said it was roi for him to be killed. By Yizak, it says he cried out, he did tshuva. So, it was a big taina on Yehoshaphat whatever big cheshbainus he had, if you remember we said, Yoshafa was a tzaddik, Rashi said. And he had some type of kavanah saiva that if he hooks up with Achav, he'd be, be ma'achad Klal Yisrael, it's a good thing. Hashem had big tainas on him for going to war with Achav. It says it was right for him to be killed. By Isaac, he cried, that saved his life. A Navi came to him and says in Divrei Yomim on the way home and gave it to him. And all of a sudden, two prakim later, here it goes again. Achav's son now wants to go to war. You coming with me, Yoshafat? Not a problem. Kamani kamaycha, kami kamecha, kesusai kesusacha. So, the Mefarshim, the problem here, do not really address this problem. But it seems to be a very obvious problem, or at least the earlier Mefarshim don't address it. So, one teretz that some Mefarshim want to give is that, and to add to the question is, that we don't find anywhere here that Hashem did have tainas on him. It's one thing why he went. But we don't find any Navi coming along like before and saying, you're in trouble for going. It seems that this was okay. So it seems he made a correct decision here. So some of Farshim say, there's Achav, and there's Achav's son. And Achav's son, we already said, he did some type of tshuva here. You can't compare Achav and Yehoram together. So it's a big taina. Achav was a Rasha. He was a big Rasha. You going to go with the Rasha? However, his son, it's not such a taina. It's not so bad. He's not a big Rasha. It's not as big. He had this problem that all the Malchi Yisrael had, and that's that they wanted to remain king. So he had to leave the Avodah Zarah for that. But he got rid of Abal Asherah. He wasn't Ayyavid, it says. He left it for his mother, but he wasn't Ayyavid, it sounds like. Sounds like he was not as bad, and therefore, it wasn't such a tie on him. The other answer to the question is very simple, and that is, by Achav, nobody started up with him. Ramayz Gilad, Achav decides one day it belongs to us, and maybe he was right, wrong, whatever it was, this is part of Eretz Yisrael, and how are we going to allow that Aram remains living there? So he went and started up. Over here, it was a different story. So therefore, okay, so let's say Achav wants to go make a war with Aram, what's Yoshafat getting involved for? Don't get involved. You go with Achav to go to a war that he's starting? But over here there was a problem. Mayav is starting up with Klal Yisrael. And don't think that when they start up with Klal Yisrael, they only start up with Malchi Yisrael. When they're going to come attack, they're only going to focus, which Malchus are you from? Yisrael? Okay. Yehuda? We're not bothering you. And they're going to attack everybody. Malchi Yisrael, Malchi Yehuda, they were non-denominational. They didn't care who you were. As long as you were B'nai Amrut Sithiakiv, they weren't interested in you anymore.
They cared before, didn't they?
Who didn't? Who cared before? This is Maya there.
Aram would care, Moab doesn't care.
What? Why? How do you know Aram cared?
When Yoshafat said that he's not.
No, because over there we said that Aram knew the Nebuah that only Achav's going to die, so they went straight for Achav. It wasn't because they didn't care, really, in theory, if they're going to go for war against Klai, they'll go against everyone. In this war, they knew that nothing's going to happen except Achav, so that's how they did it. Over here, Mayav is starting up. When Mayav is starting up, this is already. No, yes, they didn't start a war, but you don't wait for them to start the war. If you see that they're already rebelling and things are going to begin, so you have a right to go protect yourself, and therefore Yoshafat did have a right to go with Yehoram Melech Achav, Ben Achav, Yehoram Melech Yisrael, to go and fight against Moab, and therefore, we don't see, number one, that's the reason why he went, and number two, we do not find that any Navi Hashem had any tainas on him. And we will stop here and continue next time.